You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is the art of better living. And by that, we're talking about what you're thinking about and how your thoughts, perspective, and attitude impact your life. We're talking about self-awareness and mindfulness, and that's the goal of the Michigan Collaborative for Mindfulness and Education Organization. And joining us now are the co-founders of the group, Kristen Irvin.
Hello.
And board member, University of Michigan faculty researcher, Dr. Rita Benn. So tell us about your group. You call it MC4ME?
Yes, MC for me, really.
For me, okay.
Because that's easier to remember than that long Michigan Collaborative for Mindfulness and Education.
And what is the group about?
We are about disseminating best practices in mindfulness to K-12 education so that we could better support the emotional development and learning of children and youth, and also offer strategies for to educators to help support them in teaching youth.
When we're talking about mindfulness, Kristen, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to kind of analyze what that definition is. You know, people say it so often, be mindful. But really, I think if I had to give you just a nutshell version, I would say it's about self-awareness and paying attention to what's happening in the present moment with kind of an open and curiosity. That type of attitude is how we develop it.
Because you're in schools mostly, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. So we do a variety of things. One is that we offer workshops and professional conferences where we bring in reputed teachers from around the country to teach educators about mindfulness practices. So that's how we reach adults. And also we run groups for educators so that they can actually learn the practices in the schools and also in the community.
What would some of those practices be?
Some of them are learning to sort of eat mindfully, so you're not gulping down your food and not being aware of what it is that's actually going into your body. Some of it might be learning a sitting practice where you're learning to focus on your breath. You know, we might say clear your mind for a couple of seconds. Some might be learning how gentle stretching and how that feels in the body, or walking actually in a very deliberate, intentional way.
So those are what you would describe as mindful practices.
Right. And we can do those with kids as well. And we do that in the school. When we do formal training, we would then go in to the classrooms with the students and present that to the children for about 8 weeks, typically, is how that works, twice a week, in just small segments each time.
How open are children to mindfulness practices?
Oh, pretty open, I think. You know, I think they're curious to learn about themselves. And I think as they get older, they're really looking for ways to support themselves through the stressful years of high school, especially dealing with anxiety and the pressures that they have to face.
How come that isn't something that is normally part of school or home life, learning about yourself, self-awareness? Mm-hmm. I think some people hear that and think, oh, they're not talking to me. That's too extreme.
You know, it's really curious that in the school systems, right, we learn about, you know, they have curriculum in health, right? But they don't teach us about our mind or how our mind works or how our brain works. And when we are, and they're very focused on, you know, academic performance, but academic performance is enhanced if people are more aware of what's going on inside of themselves. And, you know, we all know that when we're stressed, we can't focus our attention very well.
Scientific evidence backs that up, doesn't it?
Right. There was a research, there's some research that Harvard did on, I'm not exactly sure that the group, but they followed them from 0 to 32 and found that the biggest indicator of success is self-control and self-regulation. And if you don't have that, if you can't pay attention and focus, then really learning isn't going to come very easily to you.
And what do you mean by self-control?
Well, ability to self-regulate and recognize and manage your emotions.
Aha, you were talking about your emotions.
Yeah. Yeah. And your thoughts, too, and recognizing how your thoughts impact how you feel and how you behave.
I mean, when you look at success, right, I mean, in that same vein, when we look at people who are, quote, in quotes, successful in life, you know, the critical issue of being successful is if you can have good people skills, mm-hmm. right? And you're able to manage your emotions. It's not about how smart you are.
Well, and that's in all walks of life, from being a football player to a doctor to a professor at the University of Michigan, isn't it?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the younger I think that you learn that, the better opportunity you have to be successful and to be happy in your life.
When you can learn about what the triggers are, you know, that cause you to feel stressed or where you notice that in your body first, then you are able to say, oh, okay, what's going on? And I can make a choice with respect to how I'm going to respond rather than how I'm going to react.
And what age? Do you think there's a better age for children to get this kind of awareness or information?
Well, I was going to say typically, I mean, you could start, you know, in small increments introducing this to children even as young as preschool. But, you know, as they get older, then the self-awareness piece becomes they're able to self-reflect more and kind of see their own, recognize their own thinking. As they get older, then you can kind of dive deeper.
How involved in the schools across Michigan are you?
Well, it's growing. We're very excited to be working in our first Detroit school starting next week. But Southeastern Michigan is really where we're focused at right now,
yeah.
Hoping to grow that and expand that out.
In Ann Arbor, the Ann Arbor Open School, the principal had taken one of our courses there and was very excited about how that affected her, so brought mindfulness-based practice to her teachers, and then they are teaching that regularly to their students throughout K through 8.
And if someone listening right now is interested, you have an event coming up in February?
We do. We have a half-day workshop on mindfulness-based practice where people can experience what it's like for 3 hours to be guided in different mindfulness-based practices. And the money that we raise through any of our events is to pay for the training so that we can go into schools, because schools don't typically have the resources to be able to get the training for their staff or their students.
This is coming up February 11th at the Michigan League on the U of M campus. Give us an example of what someone might be learning about or hearing about.
In that workshop,
yeah.
It's really going to be a workshop where they're going to be quiet for a large part of the time, so they would actually get to experience what is it like to sit with a breath awareness practice, what is it like to experience a walking meditation practice, what is that like to experience a practice that is mindful eating, for example. So they will get to experience, they'll get a taste of different practices.
Always thinking about the other side. Someone listening to this going, well, I can stay home and be quiet.
So you think you can be quiet, but their minds are rarely quiet. If we really start to pay attention to our mind, we can see there's nonstop chatter that's going on all the time. And there is something wonderful about learning different practices in a group. You become more aware of what's going on. You know, how can you really sit and be quiet and with yourself and what's going on and be curious about the extent of the thoughts and emotions that you might be feeling in a particular minute or in a half an hour.
I'm feeling kind of anxious because our time is up. That's Dr. Rita Benn. Mm-hmm. And also joining us has been Kristen Irvin. They are co-founders of the Michigan Collaborative for Mindfulness and Education Organization. We'll put all your links on our webpage, wemu.org. And I'm also feeling gratitude. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
You.